This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We are the wild and crazy guys!
You know what, Doug? You should enjoy yourself.
You're crazy.
It was the greatest beer in all the world!
I wish it were winter. We could make it into ice blocks and skate on it. And then melt it in the springtime and drink it.
The ultimate test of a beer game.
That just happened.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Good morning and welcome to another St. Patrick's Special Edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We know you're partying throughout the Tri-Cities. And if you're at work, you want to be partying. So for the next 2 hours, if you're at work or can't get out early for lunch, well, we're going to give you a reason to, because we're at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, and because the weather the last couple of days has been nice enough, the courtyard is open, which is just the coolest kick-ass place in all of Kearney, especially when it's about 80 degrees, a little breeze blowing up your kilt.
Oh, we have a little heat going for you back there.
Oh, love it. Maybe when it's warming up, a little mister on you. But come on in and see us. We are here for the next 2 hours, and, of course, the party is going on all day long. They're right now making the transition from the green eggs and ham and pancakes to the lunch specials here today. So, of course, food important when you're beverageizing. And they've got Miller Lite and Coors Light specials, Irish whiskey, everything that goes along with the new and improved Cunningham's Journal Loft here on the Doug and Daddy Show and in downtown Kearney, just on the north side of the bricks. If you're not sure where it's at, go where all the vehicles are, because that's where the party's at here at Cunningham's. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. We're glad to be back here again this year for St. Patrick's Day. Our producer engineer, Derek Stinson, Craig Gambino with us on the setup crew as well today. And we've got a lot to talk about. Our NCAA tournament brackets. I guess we might make our picks today, huh? Also on the program today, we're going to be talking a little basketball. Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star is joining us. We'll also be talking with John Akers of Basketball Time. And believe it or not, spring football is right around the corner. And that means it is UNK. Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator, is going to join us on the program today on our Loper Link segment on this Wednesday. So that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. With the weather nice for a couple of days, get out and enjoy it. It's always a little bit nicer on St. Patrick's Day when you don't have to worry about freezing. You can go from place to place and come over and join us for lunch. Maybe you have to go back to work. Come over and join us as festivities have been going on since 7 o'clock this morning. We're here to tell you about that, but also to cover the world of sports over the next 2 hours.
Doug, I'm still waiting for that 60 degrees they've been talking about all week. Doesn't feel like it's 60 quite yet.
It's so always tomorrow.
Hopefully that'll hurry up and get here.
Look at the sun. How about that sun?
There you go. We're missing it as well. So looking forward to it making its way out through the clouds and then maybe warming up. I don't expect 60 after the cool morning we had. Maybe 55 would be a nice touch this day to get things started. You know, I will say that St. Patrick's Day, one of the few days of the year which you can go to many establishments, including here, and see hobbits. Where in the world? Where do these people come from? It's amazing. You open a bar at 7 in the morning, they emerge from every bridge and every rock pile in the nation, I think.
But it's just great that you are able to enjoy a holiday like this. There's no doubt about it. We want you to come out and enjoy it with us on this Doug and Daddy Show here today. You know what? The one thing I always enjoy, they have no idea we're on the radio. They just have no idea. But they come up and they say, hi. Oh, hi, Daddy. Fine, get out of here, whatever. Yes, fine, whatever. Yeah, woohoo.
Their little brown friend just showed up.
That's right. You know, they support. They just get a little wilder. Big Hat is so great to see everybody here doing a great job on St. Patrick's Day. And, Daddy, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, so let's have a little fun with them. One thing I want to throw right out at the top of the program today is now that Tiger Woods is coming back for the Masters, and this kind of can maybe be an email topic for the next couple of hours, who would be the perfect two people to pair him with on that Thursday and Friday threesome? Now, the problem is I pulled down the whole list of everybody that's currently eligible. There weren't near as many fun people. I mean, John Daly, Steve Elkington, Darren Clark. I mean, those are the first three that popped right out to me, and I know there's got to be some other guys. Who would be the perfect threesome Email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you could put any two golfers currently playing, who would it be? And also, yes, for Parnovic.
Is he in the group?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's get that out of the way.
Retired.
Everybody would think that the Jesper Parnovic.
We have flashers in front of us now, so that's always a highlight here.
Oh my God.
We love the flashers showing up on St. Patrick's Day.
Those were
real too. Those were real. Mexican Irish people showing up all over.
I'll tell you what, that's a good way to start the show today, you know. If that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what would. But Daddy, who else? Who? I mean, those are four names I come with off the top of my head that would be perfect to pair up with Tiger the first two days of the Masters.
Because you want somebody that's going to be loose and maybe have a smile on their face.
No, that would just be a funny threesome.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I mean, you put the party years, you put the weird circumstances. Jesper's the one that introduced Elon to Tiger, and that would be very uncomfortable for him.
All I'm saying is you don't want to get somebody out there that's so robotic, like a Scott Hoke or somebody that nobody likes and is standoffish.
Here's what I'm saying. Who would you like to see Tiger Woods paired with? It's pretty simple. Who would you like to see Tiger Woods paired with the first two rounds of the Masters?
Well, I think I think Charles Howell would be somebody right there from Augusta. Would be one of them. I think, of course, throwing him, lumping him together with Phil Mickelson would be a big, big draw, obviously. And Phil would probably shoot at 85 and be very, very uncomfortable. And why not? Well, there'd be a threesome.
Oh, yeah, there's your threesome. Also, if he was still smoking the heaters, Angel Cabrera. If Angel Cabrera could be going down the fairway, down 10, and flicking heaters into the trees, that would be good as well, but now he's heaterless, the defending champion.
I don't know how you go from smoking like he did to quitting like he did. Great job by him, by the way.
I don't know how you went from drinking like you did to quitting like you did. So how about we throw that out? Dead Popper inbox open. Give us your suggestions. Who would you like to see Tiger Woods paired with in the first two rounds of the Masters? Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Superstation.com. Daddy, the NCAA tournament started with an upset last night. Arkansas Pine Bluff blew out Winthrop.
Yeah, well, really, neither team shot the ball very well. When you looked at the Sagarin ratings, one thing I kind of pay attention to this time of year, and Arkansas Pine Bluff, 239th in the Sagarin ratings. That was by far the lowest, so 210 Winthrop. Comparatively, like Nebraska and Oklahoma would be 96 and 97. So a long ways down from those guys. And they pull the upset. They advance. Lucky them. They get a play, too.
Also, just coming across the wire, Connie Yori's among four finalists for the Naismith National Coach of the Year. She's in there with Gino Auriemma, Pat Summitt, and Sarah Vandeveer, the coaches of all the number one seeds in the women's tournament. Nice job, committee. Yeah, boy, that's real tough. But again, if Connie Yori doesn't win absolutely every National Coach of the Year award, that is a tragedy. She was named the Region Coach of the Year by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association yesterday, and so she will be up for the National Coach of the Year honors when they announce that on the 5th of April. On April 9th, the Wooden Award goes out, and Kelsey Griffin of the Huskers is one of the 2021 finalists, three from the Big 12. And you know, folks, I know maybe you don't follow a lot of women's basketball, and maybe there's no reason to, and now you're just kind of following the Nebraska women. But a strange story going on from Oklahoma State, where Andrea Riley, the great guard from Oklahoma State, has to set out the first round of the tournament because of something she did in the tournament 2 years ago?
2 years ago, because they didn't qualify last year.
How insane is that? That is just insane and wrong. What has that got to do with anything?
Yeah, you would have certainly thought she'd have set out the first four games of the season or something, and then they would have let her fully participate. But it was an NCAA-imposed sanction. Yeah, she will miss the whole first game of the tournament and then get back to action in the second game, should they be lucky enough to advance without her.
Well, there you go. Hey, we are at Cunningham's Drill in the Loft having a good time today with Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along. Don't forget Green Bear Specials all day. And how about what they're having for lunch today? French dip. brisket, pulled chicken, hamburgers, and they will serve until around 7 or 8 o'clock tonight, make sure everything's going on. Also, don't forget a separate prize challenge here at Cunningham's. Come in, fill out your brackets, you'll win plenty of great prizes. And starting tomorrow, Cunningham's will be open at 11 a.m., so you won't miss any of the NCAA tournament games. And, of course, for the Lady Huskers, coming up on Sunday. It's the coldest beer in town, and when you got to get rid of it, the best bathrooms in town, the new and improved restrooms here at Cunningham's. I know the longtime faithfuls here at Cunningham's, big fan of that. So come in, eat, drink, whatever you want, party with your friends, have a good time on St. Patrick's Day 2010. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Daddy and I are going to start looking at our brackets. Blair Kirkhoff, the Kansas City Star, is going to join us. Jim Akers from Basketball Times. Also, UNK assistant football coach, defensive coordinator Bob Crocker. It's all coming up. We're live at Cunningham's on this St. Patrick's Day.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
Indian Head Golf Club now has lunch and happy hour specials. Wednesday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. they'll serve soup and sandwiches. Monday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. they'll serve a different special each day, like meatball sandwich, chili and cornbread, sloppy joes, wings, barbecue pork, and tacos. And don't forget the daily beer specials during the same time, ranging between $1 and $2. Only at Indian Head Golf, where the fun begins.
Wall-to-wall college hoops for 3 weeks. Does it get any better?
Rebounded by Patterson for Kentucky. Out to Wall, driving in the lane. Over the defense. Wall, back-to-back.
The NCAA tournament is on. Westwood won. 65 teams, only one will remain. It's quite a ride, and it's all right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
The week's 12 state champions crowned right here.
The Ravenna Blue Jays have repeated as the 2010 State High School C2 Boys Champions with a 57-51 win over the Archbishop Bergen Knights.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Up the floor, Connor Bullock. He'll pull up for the transition three and hit it.
Cloudy skies and areas of fog linger early today, but then some sunshine develops with a high in the mid-50s. Winds will also stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies, lows around 32. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
And a happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Doug and Daddy back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we are live at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft and having a great, great time. It is great, great time. And we want to also let you know that they're starting to roll in some suggestions who should be paired with Tiger Woods. Fuzzy Zeller. Rolls into us here. So we thank Mark for Fuzzy Zeller rolling in. Also, somebody said, how about Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore? Okay, well, you're a moron.
Always. I don't know about Fuzzy Zeller when you think of the distance off the tee that they would be separated. That might be pretty awkward for all involved. Now Fuzzy's going to knock her down there about 260. Tiger's going to be hitting her about 385.
This comes from Craig, who says the only guy to pair him with is Jesper. Billy Payne needs to grant Jesper the exemption and put him in there. I have a UN alum that would join me in walking from Scotts Bluff to Georgia to watch that dumpster fire happen. Wow. Thanks, Craig, for that. The Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, just, you know, we started looking at our brackets and our official brackets. You fill out, at least I do, I fill out enough of them that you get enough possibilities out there throwing enough darts if you hope to hit one. You talk about upsets in the tournament, and every upset, okay, a 12 and a 5. I guess a 12 and a 5 to me isn't an upset. Yes, it is by seeding, but when the point spread's 2 or 3, okay, it's not really an upset. When you're playing the money line and you only get 110 back, is it an upset? A prime example of this, I'm looking at Vanderbilt and Murray State. Murray State, you know, sits there at a 4 and 13. Murray State's a 3-point underdog. Okay, if they would happen to beat Vanderbilt, holy Lord, the bracket's blown up. A 13 is advanced. Well, not really. The bracket's not blown up. I would think an upset in this tournament has to be, you got to throw the point spread in there being above 10, do you not?
I would think so. Yeah, it's got to be significant. Maybe eight or more points. And you point out Murray State, they've won 30 basketball games, and they come in as a 13 seed. Again, it just goes to show that the NCAA Tournament Committee will never, ever, ever give a smaller conference school a chance in this tournament. And that's one thing I've always had a problem with. Again, Gonzaga's an 8 seed. It's just an atrocious seeding. Cornell's a 12 seed. It doesn't matter how good these teams are, one or two losses, and they're gonna seed them 8, 9, 12, 13.
Yeah, most of these 8, 9s. Many people, follow Missouri Valley basketball, look at Northern Iowa and say, this is a darn good basketball team. We got 4 losses on here, 28 and 4. What else do we have to do? We go win our conference tournament, get the automatic berth. Yeah, we take care of everyone else out there. We do our part by winning our league. 28-4. What did you want us to do this year? Okay, well, congratulations, you're a 9. But wait a minute. And then you're a 1-point favorite, 1-point underdog, but it's about an even game with UNLV. UNLV obviously running Rebels has got that name, but the name's kind of lost its luster in the last few years, although they have come back on the stage about the last 2 years. But really, Northern Iowa 9, I think that's a slap in their face.
Danny, I ask you this as we get ready to broadcast all of the tournament here on ESPN Radio. If there are two games, I'll give you two, I want me to say one, two games that you want to make sure that you watch this weekend in the first round, which two intrigue you? Which two do you want to watch?
Well, so much is made on TV, and these upset specials. So much is made about San Diego State and Tennessee. That might be one I kind of zone in on because everybody supposedly likes San Diego State. Now, in doing my brackets, I came across one thing I found interesting. There are two teams in this tournament, Douglas, two teams in this tournament that have both beat 2 number one seeds. Any idea who those two teams would be?
Well, Tennessee, because they've beaten Kansas and Kentucky.
That is one of them.
And then the other team that has beaten 2, let's see, Oklahoma State beat Kansas, so that's not it. South Carolina was the other team to beat Kentucky, so that's not it. So whoever it was beat both Syracuse and Duke.
It's a Georgetown.
Georgetown, okay.
Georgetown and Tennessee are those two teams. And I found that interesting. Yeah, Duke and Syracuse, they also defeated Pittsburgh for one of the quality wins. So Georgetown's a team out there. I just found that when you're looking at key wins, you're looking at people that have beaten those bigger names, maybe have a chance to advance, then you find them right next to each other in that one bracket. So, I found two of them. I'm going to try and slip them through, maybe found a little secret here. No, not really, because they got to meet people. One of them's going to be going home so early.
I'll tell you what, one other thing, Tony, that we want to talk about on the program today is we do have some T-shirts to give away.
And they're getting prettier.
Yeah, well, they are. They are. More folks coming in, and, the warmer weather always makes better things happen. So that's outstanding. We love pretty, pretty people. So that they can stand next to you and look even prettier.
If you are into girls,
what?
Come to Cunningham's. If you're not, come to Cunningham's. But there's still some pretty girls around here.
Got some Doug and Daddy T-shirts that we're going to be giving away. So, hey, hang with us. Hang with us. We'll be doing that here in a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we have some special guests. Bob Crocker from UNK is going to join us. One other thing, though, I want to mention, Tony. You look at again, why does the committee do this? Just kind of further my point about the smaller schools. Texas and Wake Forest, 8-9, major conference. UNLV, Northern Iowa, neither one, major conference. Butler, UTEP, neither one, major conference. And then you look over here, 7-10, Richmond and St. Mary's, neither one, neither one. And then you got Oklahoma State, Georgia Tech. Well, Richmond, Georgia Tech, Oklahoma State, St. Mary's, give them a chance. You're not giving these guys a chance at all. Like, the only one is Gonzaga playing Florida State. Cal, Louisville, both major conferences. Right. I mean, well, give them a chance. Why do they do this? You don't give these little teams or these, I guess I should say, smaller conference teams a chance. Well, why do you think they never win in the tournament? Because you never give them a chance.
Well,
and maybe they get a statistic. Now Richmond will play St. Mary's, so there will be at least one team. Butler will play UTEP, so they'll go at least two wins in this round.
Okay, Douglas, I brought up San Diego State and Tennessee. My other game that I want to see Notre Dame and Old Dominion. How good is getting the big guy back for Notre Dame coming back into this tournament? And will he be able to go full strength and will he be a difference maker like he has been his whole career there?
Well, Notre Dame, as much as they can stink even when he was playing, they very much intrigue me. And I'm not a Notre Dame fan. But I think Notre Dame could do a lot of havoc because a lot of people believe Villanova is not strong right now either. I can see Notre Dame making it to the Elite Eight. And as crazy as this may sound, Notre Dame could make the Final Four. Luke Herangode is that good. You know, Stephon Curry took Davidson to the Elite Eight. Luke Herangode could take Notre Dame to the Elite Eight as well. I'm not saying he will. I just think the bracket sets up nice. The South, we have said, national pundits have said, this is the weakest bracket by far.
Yeah, are you thinking Texas is another team that can make some noise, get past Wake Forest, and have a chance to knock out Kentucky early?
I sure hope so. But they stink so bad, I don't see it happen. I think they want their season to be over.
You know, that's one of those. Yeah, they could lose by 20 to Wake Forest, or they have a chance to knock off Kentucky.
Well, Daddy, let's take a look at some brackets. Then we're going to take a break. Then Bob Crocker's with us. But let's go ahead and start and break down the Doug and Daddy bracket, make our picks here, and see who we are going to end up as our official sheet of integrity for the Doug and Daddy show. So let's start in the South because we just talked about it. I'm going to take Duke. I assume you're going to take Duke.
I'm going to take Duke. I'm going to take Duke, and I'm going to take Louisville on the other side of that. I'm going to take Duke, and I'm going to take Louisville. They're a hot, cold team. They could lose, but when they get hot, they can shoot it from the outside. They could do some good things.
Also, I'm going to take there's from year to year a 12 and a 13 that play in the second round. I think the best chance of that happening is Utah State and Siena. But again, if you live in Nebraska, you're thinking, well, what? Nebraska played A&M within six. How is that possible? In my gut, I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm going to take A&M, but I am going to take Siena. I'm going to get on that bandwagon. Heck, they're favorite.
You know what? I'm going to take the committee's recommendation and where they see to Purdue. They still think they're a pretty good basketball team without Robbie Hummel. I'm going to take Purdue and A&M there. I like the Big 12. I think it's one of the toughest conferences in the nation.
I'm going to take Notre Dame, and I'm going to take Baylor.
See, here's where I mix it up a little bit. I'm going to take Old Dominion over Notre Dame. The simple fact is it's a 1.5-point spread. I don't think that's that big of an upset. I think people come in maybe don't like Old Dominion because of their name. I will take Old Dominion, and then I'm going to take Baylor. Baylor's one of my sleeper teams. I think they make a lot of noise.
Well, this is definitely a bracket where we're going to be different. I take Duke over Louisville. I take A&M to beat Siena.
I'm going to take Duke to beat Louisville, yes, and I'm going to take A&M to advance as well. The bottom half of that,
I'm going to take Notre Dame to beat Baylor. That way Baylor doesn't make it to Houston and will not be a factor in the Sweet 16. And then I'll take Villanova. I don't know. Some people like Richmond. Hell, St. Mary's come out of that bracket. I'm going to take Villanova. I love Jay Wright, the coach there.
I think Villanova and Baylor meet up, and I think Villanova advances to face Duke.
And I'm going to take Duke and Notre Dame in the Elite Eight.
Okay, fair enough. Going out on a limb there. I will take Villanova over Duke because Duke is
all right.
Well, they're too white.
You got Villanova in the Final Four. I'm taking Duke in the Final Four out of the South.
Okay.
So that's our Final Four out of the South. We're going to take a break. More of our NCAA tournament bracket. And don't forget, you can get online. And when you sign up at ESPN.com, join the Doug and Daddy group. We have got a ton of great prizes. So sign up. The password is Doug and Daddy, all one word, Doug and Daddy, when you join the Doug and Daddy group and be eligible for many great prizes. And remember, everybody's now asking, well, when do I have to sign up? Well, if you got time to ask me when you got to sign up, just do it. You know, but the tip off of the first game, if it's 11 o'clock tomorrow, you're done. 11 o'clock tomorrow, that's when the major ESPN, that's when the national one shuts down, and that will also shut down our group. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's, coming for lunch. Daddy, why'd they set you so close to the lunch counter? I can't believe it.
I know that brisket's killing me. It looks excellent today.
They have got some incredible, incredible food here with briskets and pulled chicken and French dip and hamburgers, green beer specials. All back after this from Cunningham.
It's Cash for Cordless at Builders in Kearney. Hi, this is Scott, and this isn't a government handout. This is a trade-in program for awesome DeWalt power tools at Builders. Now, listen very carefully. For a limited time, you can trade in your old cordless tool and get $100 off a new DeWalt cordless kit. The trade-in must be pro quality and a competitor of DeWalt. And you must bring in the tool, one battery, and the charger to earn your $100 credit. Visit the store to see if your tool qualifies. If so, you get an instant $100 off any DeWalt cordless kit. For instance, an 18-volt hammer drill and impact driver 2-pack is on sale for $299. That's just $199 after trade-in. Or an 18-volt compact drill was $219 and it's on sale for $159. That's $59 after trade-in. DeWalt cordless just does not get any cheaper than that. Limited quantities are available, so act now for the awesome Cash for Cordless program at Builders in Kearney, where we do DeWalt best. Does it best.
Frank, you've changed.
I haven't changed, Lorraine. You've changed.
I haven't changed. La Quinta Inns and Suites have changed.
They did change.
They have thousands of new rooms.
That are crisp, contemporary, and inviting. They're even better than before. You'd like it there.
My darling.
Ooh, Frank. You haven't changed.
La Quinta did.
Frank.
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ.
La Quinta.
When you're ready to plan something great, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created My Savings Plan, an online tool that comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. With My Savings Plan, you can plan, set, and monitor your savings goals. You can also set up automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account into your savings account. So plan your way to a brighter tomorrow. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
In 2008, diesel prices topped at $4.70 per gallon, and over 3,000 trucking companies nationwide went out of business. If your business burns fuel and you are concerned with unstable energy prices in 2010 and beyond, we can help. Hi, I'm Katie with AgWest Energy. Give me 20 minutes and I'll show you some effective price risk management products that are simple to understand. Call AgWest Energy today at 866-WE-HEDGE and ask for Katie. That number again is 866-WE-HEDGE.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Cloudy skies and areas of fog linger early today, but then some sunshine develops with a high in the mid-50s. Winds will also stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies, lows around 32. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while. And
happy St. Patrick's Day again, everyone. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Courtyard's open. People are starting to file in. Really, the breakfast crowd hasn't left yet, Tony.
No, they're still here. Probably go home about 2. I think most of these people are going to have to shut it down for a while.
You know, I like to refer to this as the old double drunk. And if you do it right, sometimes a triple drunk.
Ugh.
You know, you go home about now after you got here at 7 in the morning. Go home, take a little nappy. come out again, do the afternoon session, take a little nappy, and then you roll out again mid-evening. That's a home run. That's what college kids do back in the day, brother.
That was the good old days.
The good old days, the triple drunk. Only the only thing that can beat the double drunk, which, by the way, the double drunk is always better than the triple drunk. More time and only one nap.
By the way, going back to your who you won the threesome with Tiger Woods, Lumpy has chimed in. He thinks Natalie Gulbis and Michelle Wee would be two lovely partners.
Well, that's right. I was just going to get to that one, so there you go. Yeah, thanks, El Conquistador. So there you go. Other people, Ken says, why would I even read that? That's just stupid, Ken. That's just so stupid, I can't even believe it. Send us your ideas. Who should Tiger Woods be paired with in the first two rounds of the Masters? Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Come in, join us for lunch. Join us all day long, and join us all NCAA tournament long for the games right here. They're open tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. for the opening of the NCAA tournament. Daddy, can you believe spring football right around the corner? Just about everybody gets going next week in the state.
Well, hopefully, the weather permitting. That's been the case, not the case the last couple years because things have been postponed, but we're pleased to be joined right now by defensive coordinator of your UNK Lopers, Bobby Crocker. Bob, how are you today?
Good. Happy St. Patty's Day, guys.
I tell you, I can't believe you've dyed everything, the beard, the hair, the toenails. Everything's dyed here for St. Patrick's Day. We want to let folks know that our Loper link, brought to you by Russ Smith of Charterwest National Bank, you have the reasons, we have the loans, and by the College Store with Campus Authentic. It's so authentic. Coach might even put you in the game, Daddy. Do you need somebody like Daddy on the defense this year, Coach, or is it going to be okay going into spring ball?
Well, we could always use him, but we're excited about what we have coming back for spring practice. I know we got some things we have to work on, some holes we have to fill, but we're excited about next year's team and getting ready for spring practice.
Bobby, I guess one of those holes you need to fill is in that defensive backfield. Most of those guys have vacated. They've graduated. They've moved on. You don't have anybody back there, do you?
Well, it doesn't seem like it. We lost four starters, and actually five with Owen Stubbs, and those guys have been 3- and 4-year starters, so it's been a while since we've had to do much substitution back there. And you're right, but we do have some guys waiting in the wings. They're all young, and they're inexperienced a little bit, but we feel they can play, otherwise they wouldn't be at UNK. And it's just a matter of coaching them up and getting them some confidence through the spring so they have a good idea of what we're doing. You know, when you don't have that experience, that's what you worry about as a coach. But they're talented enough. They just they'll need some reps, and of course, I have to touch them up here in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
What did the success you guys were able to do last year, did that follow through on the recruiting trail? Are you seeing a different kind of athlete being interested in UNK?
Well, I think a little bit. I think there's more interest from people outside of our normal area, which is Nebraska, and a little bit of the Front Range, and dip into Kansas a little bit. But, we've always had a pretty good rapport with kids in Nebraska and in the Denver area kids, and a lot of that's word of mouth and kids that are already here that experienced Kearney, UNK, and our facilities, and obviously being in a winning program.
You always want speed. It's something you really can't coach, and I suppose winning gives you a chance to maybe find some kids that are even a little faster than the ones that you do pull in.
Yeah, you're right. That's always the key. You know, I know speaking defensively, that's what we look for. We will give up a little bit on the size of players we're looking at if they can run and they look like they enjoy playing and they're pretty good tacklers. So, yeah, we're always looking for guys that can run.
But when you're looking for people outside of that initial area, which you guys have always had success recruiting in, you rely on relationships like Andy brings from California and Idaho and things like that, or is that where it all starts?
It does a great deal anytime that you can. And then a lot of times, you know, like Jesse Williams was here last year and Caesar before that. Those guys still feel real good at UNK. So they'll throw a guy at us here and there. Believe it or not, the thing that we get a lot of anymore is just on the Internet. Every kid throughout the United States now has a ability to send his video to any school he wants to, and you can get it pretty quick via email. So if you sit there and work at it and really pay attention to those videos, I know that you get a lot of them, but we'll go through those, and every once in a while we'll hit a guy that will be a good get for us.
UNK defensive coordinator Bob Crocker is joining us here on the Doug and Downey Show. St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. He'll be signing autographs right after this, so if you want to come down and see Coach Croc. Coach, Tony touched on a little bit. Young faces coming in. Anybody that is real intriguing that may pop onto the scene that's just making their first-year impact here with UNK?
Well, defensively speaking, I know we've got a lot of guys coming back up front, our the returning front four, and then our linebackers. But we've got a couple guys. One guy in particular, Sandy Stanback from Boys Town, we think is could have been a great player for us this year. But we decided to redshirt him, and we didn't really need to play him. But I think that he'll be a guy that will be a force in our league and a possible All-American down the road. You know, offensively, we got a couple younger guys, a couple offensive linemen. I know Jason Wilcox is the guy that we're counting on being a pretty good fit to replace a couple of the offensive linemen that did graduate. So those are a couple guys that come to mind.
Okay, Croc, spring ball. Does that excite the coaching staff? Does it, or is it when you're one of those older players, is it, oh, here we go again, another one of these? Or what's the feeling going into spring ball?
Well, for coaches, I personally love spring practice because you get a lot, you get to teach a lot more. You're not worried about schemes. You're not worried about upcoming opponent. You can spend a lot more time teaching and seeing a kid develop and getting him to do what you want him to do without, you know, having to get ready for a game and that kind of thing. So I love spring practice. Now, I think some of our older players, sometimes when they get into their fourth or fifth year, they know the system. We defensively, we haven't changed much, and so they kind of know what we're doing. We limit what their reps are. We just make sure that they stay in tune with what we're doing. But the younger guys, they treat it as a chance to learn and to see where they fit into the depth chart, and also to make a run at those older guys for playing time.
Bob Crocker is joining us here on the Doug and Downey Show live from Cunningham's on this St. Patrick's Day. Coach, a little bit about the offense. What can you tell us about what's going to be going on there?
Well, we have a bunch of guys coming back. I know we're hurt. Like I'm hurting in the secondary a little bit in terms of graduations. We had a little bit of numbers in the offensive line as well. We lost three or four really good offensive linemen that had played a bunch. But we feel like we've got some guys waiting in the wings as well. We've done a good job of recruiting. So that right now, I know talking to the offensive coaches, that's a concern that they have. But everywhere else, we're pretty solid, and we will be for next year or two. We've got Jake Spitzerberger obviously coming back after having a great year in Ruston, and the other running backs that we have, Riley Newcomer. Ruston, as you know, had a great year last year, and he's got two more years left. And our receiving core is intact with the exception of like Tyrone Hilton is the only guy we lost. So I don't expect them to miss a beat once they get the offensive line solidified as to who's going to fit and where, and then maybe get a couple of depth guys, and I think that they won't miss a beat on offense.
Yeah, Ruston had a great season a year ago. He's had to sit out a couple games, kind of got banged around. How much activity physically is there in spring? I mean, will he go through anything? Will he be hit?
Well, he might go through some stuff. The thing with Ruston is when he practices, he doesn't know how to go half speed. And so if he's in there, he's going to go full speed. And then if you're in there with him, you got to go full speed too, or else you're going to get banged up. So, you know, how much they put him in there, I don't know. A lot of times we'll keep him out of scrimmages, I'm sure. But when we're in there in the set periods where we're not taking guys to the ground, then that's probably where he'll get a lot of his work in.
Brock, I know a big question mark going into last season, followed throughout the season. Kind of got settled during the season, and then people got hurt towards the end of the season. Was a kicking game. Do we have a kicker?
We do. We have three or four guys that we think are going to be pretty good. It'll battle it out. We've got our punter coming back from last year, and then we've got three, perhaps we're still working on a fourth guy to really battle it out for the kicking spot. And they each do certain things different. One guy we think right now is a better kickoff guy. The other two guys are more field goal guys. But until they get here and we actually see them live, then we won't know. And plus, we want to see how they compete against each other, see which guy will step up and become the guy.
Bob Crocker is with us for another minute here. Coach, defensive coordinator at UNK, for those that aren't familiar. But, Coach, give me a sense of what the RMAC is going to look like this fall. UNK, I expect, when the coaches vote, preseason number one to repeat?
Well, you know, I would never want to say that, but I think that they'll vote us up there because we do have a good nucleus coming back. But it's going to be the same thing. Shattern's going to be another team to contend with. They're always well coached and have good players. Colorado Mines, you know, the school that keeps getting better every year is CSU Pueblo. And they keep getting better guys. They're very well coached. And you know,
they got money.
they have money, and they have some things going for them. And again, we do too, but they're able to take some kids from Denver that we were getting before because it's just you've got one more school with that's fully funded for the most part. But like I said, they're doing a good job. So I'd say those four teams.
Is there still going to be a major division? It seemed last year either they were really good close games or they were blowouts. There was maybe one team in a conference that would hover around that 500 marker. Are we going to see more separation, or is the bottom half going to start to get better? I know they hope they're starting to get better, but will they be tougher this year?
Well, I think so, but you never know. A lot of times it depends on the time of year you're playing teams, if they've been beat up and that sort of deal. But, you know, I think Mason's improved. You know, 2 years ago they were pretty good, and out of state, the team that's given us some problems a little bit at certain parts of the game. And the other, you know, New Mexico schools have a lot of talent. It's just a matter of if they're cohesive or not.
You got Caesar over there, too.
Caesar will do a good job. He's going to get some guys. Now, it might take him a little bit to get the guys in there that he wants. But and Fort Lewis has a lot of things in place, too. And Caesar's a good coach. He'll do a good job there as well.
So, Crocker, when does it all get started officially? If the weather cooperates, when do you want to start?
We start Monday. We'll go Monday. Our week schedule will be Monday, Tuesday, and then Friday, Saturday. The Saturday is usually being scrimmages. But the first two practices, I think it's the 21st, 22nd, whatever next Monday and Tuesday are, those will be helmets only, and then we'll go into full or half pads and full pads for the remainder of spring practice.
It's a little bit different than, say, Nebraska. It's got the Cook Pavilion where they can just set practice and go. You guys have X amount of days to get in how many practices?
We can get in. We have basically 29 or 30 days to get in 15 practices. And, yeah, you know, schools like that can go indoor, and I don't know how much they use that. I'm sure they do a good bit to stay on schedule, but in the event that we have bad weather, we'll just bump it back a week and maybe go five times a week and just go from there.
All right, Croc, thanks for coming in and joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this spring. Keep them healthy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and you guys have a good day.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. Bob Crocker, head football coach on the defensive side of things.
We never even asked him who he thinks is going to win this little basketball deal. He's been following that, Doug.
You watch basketball, Croc?
I try to. I don't watch as much as you guys do, but I watch sports kind of every now and again. So. I don't know. I got a degree from the University of Kansas, so I got to always root for the Jayhawks in terms of basketball. But I just like to see good games The tournament's a big thing for me because it's fun to sit back on Thursday and Friday and watch as many games as you can.
Well, I hope your team wins. that would bode well for me. Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator at the University of Nebraska in Kearney, our Loper link. By the way, the Lopers played baseball at home yesterday. They had to come from behind in game one. They got the lead and then had to come from behind in game two, but they won them both yesterday, 5-3 and 6-5. Now they're on the road, weather permitting, this weekend. The softball team is going to keep busy. Track team going on, as we said last week. The wrestling team finished third. Congratulations to Mark Bauer. You know what? When I talked to him last week and when we had him on the show last week, I said, you know, only six, which seems down, although it's the second year in a row they had six. He goes, you know what? We took six last year, and we were right there, and we finished in third. They did it again this year. They tied with Upper Iowa. UNO, everybody knew was going to win it. They did win it, but they actually struggled in the finals. And Marty Huseman, the national champion, five of those six the Lopers took. Ended up as All-Americans, a champion, 2/3 and 2/6. So, hey, Mark Bound, the job gained again. And congratulations to Dane Toby, indoor track and field national runner-up as well. So, fun times.
Congratulations to all those guys. And I enter the deal night. I think a lot of people, yeah, you follow wrestling. Oh, they're just, you know, hope to be in the top 10. No, third. Mark Bauer, you know what? He'll put together another solid recruiting class. I know a lot of that's injuries and people getting banged around and getting knocked out of there during the year that didn't have the experience they maybe wanted this time of year. But they'll be back to fight another day and for another national title a year from now.
Loper Link brought to you by The College Store. Go to thecollegestore.com. or visit the college store just south of the UNK campus across from the Health and Sports Center. And by Russ Smith of Charter West National Bank, you have the reasons they have the loans. See Russ today as you get ready for spring. Loper Lake every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. This Wednesday, a special 11-1 edition live from Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. Come in and enjoy lunch. The food that just keeps going out of here. French dip, brisket, pulled chicken, hamburger, whatever you want. Green beer specials all day. Food's going to be served until this evening, about 7 or 8 o'clock. And don't forget to come in and fill out your Cunningham's bracket. They've got a lot of great prizes that they're giving away. I mean, you're filling out a bracket. Make a copy. Fill up for the Doug and Daddy. Do it here at Cunningham's. Do it for the one you're at the office. And we will continue on to the Doug and Daddy Show as we take a look at the East region. Daddy and I will make our picks right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I was skeptical about P90X, but the reality is Gottlieb's getting ripped. He assures me the program is right for me. Listen, here's the thing about P90X. It's a 90-day program. There's no expensive equipment to buy. It's easier than a gym membership many of you will never use. Time is precious for me and my family, so P90X allows me to work out whenever I want. Don't have to get in the car, just go down to the basement and shred. I'm trying to get in the best shape of my life. P90X combines strength building with cardio, flexibility, and the key here, nutrition. You get the entire package in a reasonable amount of time with no inconvenience. If I can find time, anybody can. Here's the radio offer only. Try P90X risk-free for a full 90 days. Call 1-800-301-7909. 1-800-301-7909. Or you can go online to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. I'll be posting photos, updates, and blogs online. Let's get to it.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Westwood One presents Great Moments in Tournament History.
An encore performance by Florida's Fab Five. The Gators go back-to-back after this.
Now, more than ever, you want to keep your car running longer. And to do it, use a Fram oil filter with every oil change. Fram Extra Guard delivers three times the engine protection versus the average of leading economy filters, trapping 95% of dirt and harmful particles. Don't cut corners. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here. Based on ISO 45-48-12 testing, visit Fram.com for details.
Do you owe back taxes, being audited? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problems today. Call 1-877-202-7222 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Call Taxmasters right now at 877-202-7222 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
April 2nd, 2007, the national title game between top-seeded Ohio State and the defending champion Florida Gators. Billy Donovan's starting five had stayed in school for a chance at repeating. When four Florida players scored in double digits and they held the Buckeyes to a dismal 4 of 23 shooting from beyond the arc, their mission was accomplished.
We're down to three, we're down to two, we're down to one. That's it. We've said it before and we'll say it again. The Gators are national champions for the second consecutive season. The University of Florida has won the national championship in college basketball, just the second team to repeat in the last 34 years.
Joining the 1991-92 Duke Blue Devils as the only teams to accomplish the feat since John Wooden's UCLA Bruins back in the 70s.
cloudy skies and areas of fog linger early today, but then some sunshine develops with a high in the mid-50s. Winds will also stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies, lows around 32. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
I'll sing you a song of a row in the town. When the green flag went up and the crown rag came down, was the neatest and sweetest thing ever you saw.
Welcome back to Cunningham's Journal of the Loft, the special two-hour Doug and Daddy show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Come by and join us. They've been going since 7 o'clock this morning, and, well, Daddy, you can tell some of them were here when the door opened.
Yeah, the hobbits have emerged. The hobbits are still rolling in. They've been everywhere this morning, once at least.
But I'll tell you what, they're having a good time, good get-ups, having a lot of fun, and we want you to come in and join us. A lot of people are rolling in for lunch as well, and so hope they're all having a good time, and I know they are because, wow, great specials all day long. They're feeding you. Oh, how about cold chicken, brisket, French dip, hamburgers fixed right here for you. They must be really, really good because Daddy's already had three of them, so he's about got everything checked out. Coming up on the program, we're going to catch up with Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star to talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament, about the Big 12 teams in the NCAA tournament. But right now, Tony, we've already made our choices down in the South region. I have Duke going to the Final Four.
I have just changed, and I will explain why, to Duke going to the Final Four also. There's a reason for my madness. I will share that with you in just a little bit.
Not right now?
Not right now.
All right, let's go to the East bracket. Kentucky, of course, is who I will take.
I will take Kentucky as well.
And then I'm going to take Texas in my bracket. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm going to take Texas because they're a five-point favorite, the highest spread of the among the eight and nines.
Temple and Cornell. I'm going to take Cornell.
I will take Temple, the five seed.
The funny thing was, one of the guys breaking it down on ESPN said, you know what, Cornell is the top three-point shooting team in the tournament. Temple's the top three-point defending team at the tournament, and they think that that Cornell is going to be right out, and boy, that is scary. Live by the three, die by the three, and that could be Cornell out right away. Wisconsin and Wofford, I know in one of them I picked Wofford, but the more I'm learning about Wisconsin, I'm going to take Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know the Big Ten doesn't get a lot of love this year, but I'm going to take Wisconsin as well to advance.
All right, let's move on to the bottom half of the East bracket. Marquette and Washington. And, Daddy, you know what? In somewhere, somehow, sometime, a guy's got to pick Washington. And so this will be the bracket I do it in. I'm taking Washington.
I've also taken Washington. This is an even game, and I kind of wrote in there right now.
And I'll take New Mexico over Montana. New Mexico, I mean, come on, Montana. You were down 22. You were down 20 at the half. One kid brought you back. No. I think New Mexico lays the whooping here.
I'm not a big fan, I guess, of New Mexico and Steve Alford. But nonetheless, I'll take New Mexico.
And finally, Clemson, Missouri. There's not a person in the country picking Missouri, is there?
Well, I'm going to take Missouri, and I'll just take them because of the Big 12 flair.
And I'll take Clemson.
Fair enough.
And then, of course, I'll take West Virginia.
Yeah, I will take West Virginia as well. Bob Huggins, I think this team will advance. They should take care of Morgan State rather easily.
I cannot tell you how much I want Kentucky to lose to Texas in this NCAA tournament. I'm taking Kentucky. I want Texas to win that game, or whoever, Texas or Wake Forest. And Texas definitely has the talent to beat Kentucky, but I'm taking Kentucky.
I'm siding with you here. They're just too Jekyll and Hyde for me. Kentucky is the team. I think there's these two freshmen, the big boy inside, and then Johnny Wall. Kentucky advances. I take them to advance Bo Ryan and Wisconsin.
I take Wisconsin, Kentucky and Wisconsin as well. I've got them beating Cornell. You've got them beating Temple. Washington and New Mexico. All of a sudden, that becomes interesting. You know, New Mexico can't just be terrible. I will take New Mexico to beat Washington.
Yeah, they don't get a lot of love because they sit out there in the pit. But Steve Alford has done it again. I'm not a big fan of Steve Alford. He's found a way to get this team to be a three seed. New Mexico and BYU, I think, are two of the teams in this tournament that can make some noise. And they both frighten me. New Mexico, BYU, remember those two teams. I'm going to take New Mexico to advance over Washington in this one. But at the same time, on the bottom side of the bracket, I'm going to take Bob Huggins
and I think West Virginia advances to play them.
I think you're exactly right. I got West Virginia advancing on. We want to welcome Lee. We want to welcome Wendell. We want to welcome all the folks that are rolling in here on the Doug and Daddy Show to enjoy some St. Patrick's Day live. 11-1, we're here, and probably that's on the air. We'll be here a lot longer than that here today, enjoying with Mike and Yusuf and all the gang here and all they've done at Cunningham's. All right, our Sweet 16 is set. So let's get down to the Final Four here out of the East. Who's going to win it? New Mexico, West Virginia. I'm taking West Virginia to beat New Mexico.
I'm taking West Virginia as well to beat New Mexico, and they will face Kentucky, I say. They find a way to get it done versus Wisconsin.
Okay, here it is. I've listened to way too many people tell me Wisconsin could win this game. Kentucky's got to lose sometime. I'm taking Wisconsin to beat Kentucky in the Elite Eight.
That's
or the
fair.
Sweet 16, I should say,
into
the Elite Eight.
I will take West Virginia to beat Kentucky and advance to the Final Four. That is why I changed mine to Duke, because I can't cheer for Bob Huggins to win a national title.
Well, I'm taking West Virginia to the Final Four, too. So now we have the same teams. Well, you could have took Villanova to the championship game.
I can't cheer for those guys. I can't cheer for Bob Huggins. I can't do it. I can't cheer for Villanova. I have a team out of Philadelphia. That's where Villanova is, Philadelphia, right?
Well, it's different.
Jay Wright, yeah.
It's different ways to get there, but we've got the same two teams in the Final Four. I know that's going to change on the other side of the bracket. So let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. When we come back, Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star will join us. So keep it right here on ESPN Radio and come visit us. We've got T-shirts. Stop by, say you've been listening. You'll get a Doug and Daddy T-shirt just for stopping by here at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. Come up and see us, and, of course, we'll give you a T-shirt. And, of course, you can also fill out your brackets online. Join the Doug and Daddy group. Got to do it by tomorrow at 11. They've also got brackets and giveaways here at Cunningham's where they're open for the NCAA tournament. It's high noon on KXPN Kearney KICS Hastings. Back with another hour of the Doug and Daddy Show in a moment.
Mid-America Market Information.
For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. Here's a look at your market update at this hour. Well, we have a strength in the outside markets today, and the dollar's beginning to return back to at least break-even number there, but the grains overall are higher today, so they've been able to recover. Corn is up 3.25 at 370 for May. Soybeans up 9 at 954 for May, and soybean meal's up 3 at 264 for May, and soybean oil's up 17 cents. 39.54 from May. Of course, a lot of that has to do with the support from, well, they got shipping delays in Brazil. That's beginning to ease, though. It's or obviously still a large South American crop. They're still expecting it to be a record-breaking year in soybeans. So that's still a bit of an underlying bearish factor there. Kansas City wheat's taken off today. It's up 9.25 right now, 5.04 from May. For July, it's up 6.5 at 5.12. Moving over to the Mercantile Exchange, taking a look at the cattle futures today as live cattle has been moved higher. It's up 47 cents at 95.95 for April. Feeder cattle is up 35 cents at 103.30 for March, and for April up 30 cents at 106.15. Beef cutouts have helped out possibly this week as they've really showed some strength these past couple of days. And, in fact, hitting probably new highs here. Lean hogs are down 20 cents for April at 71.55, but for May they're up 60 cents at 78.77. Switching to energy, as we mentioned, crude oil showing some strength today. It's up 51 cents at 82.21 now for April. Diesel's up a penny at 2.12 for April, and gas is up a penny at 2.29 for April. Mentioned the dollar index, it's about even right now at 80. Network. I'm John Runyon.
Welcome once again to Sunflower Theater. I am your host, Peter Gleeb. Tonight we will be taking your calls and discussing the classic tale, Spartan and the Weeds. Our first caller is Dale. Dale.
Yes, hello, Pinder. I wanted to get your thoughts on the Spartan character. What kind of Spartan was he?
Well, Dale, he was the heroic type. Next caller.
Yeah, Pinder, could you be more specific? Was it Spartan Charge or Spartan Advance?
Bravo. I would have to say yes. Next.
Are you kidding me? You haven't given us any insight. You are an idiot.
So sorry, my dear. We seem to have been
cut off.
Looking for the right Spartan product for your sunflower fields? Learn more about Spartan Charge and Spartan Advance at SpartanandTheWeeds.com. From broad spectrum pre-plant burn down to fast acting burn down of small kochia, there's a Spartan product right for your fields.
Stimulating. We shall answer more calls after these messages.
Get the answers you need at SpartanandTheWeeds.com. Always read and follow label.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Stadler carries everything you need to keep the job running smooth, from Kraus tillage tools to three-point blades and box scrapers. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Remember to bring in your meter units and have them tested before you need them again.
Central Nebraska's first choice in sports talk.
And it just really looked like a catch.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation.
It's been unpredictable.
KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings.
ESPN superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska women's basketball team earned their first ever number one seed and will travel to Minneapolis, Minnesota for the opening round of the NCAA tournament. The Husker women claimed an at-large bid into the tourney and joined Connecticut, Stanford, and Tennessee as the number one seeds in the 64-team tournament. The Nebraska women will face 16-seeded Northern Iowa in the first round on Sunday at 6. The Missouri Valley Conference tournament champion Panthers earned a trip to the tournament by knocking off Creighton on Sunday in the tournament final. If the Huskers can get by the Panthers, Nebraska would play either UCLA or North Carolina State in the second round. Big 12 Conference Player of the Year Kelsey Griffin of Nebraska has been named one of the 9 national finalists for the 10th annual V Foundation Comeback Player of the Year Award. Griffin has averaged 20 points and 10 rebounds per game. She has powered the Huskers to the best season in school history, 1 year after missing the 2008-2009 season with a foot injury. The winner of the award will be announced on ESPN on March 30th. The Nebraska baseball team wraps up their 5-game homestand this afternoon as they play host to South Dakota State. First pitch will be at 1:35 at Hawks Field in Lincoln. This is a makeup game from the originally scheduled home opener back on March 2nd. The Huskers are 7-7 on the season following their sweep of Houston Baptist over the weekend. The Jackrabbits are 8-4 after winning 2 of 3 games at a tournament in Minneapolis over the weekend. Sean Yost will get the start for Nebraska today. Yost is currently 1-1 with a 7.18 earned run average. South Dakota State will counter with Shane Kramer, who is 1-0 so far this season. And the Nebraska Kearney baseball team will face Northwest Missouri State in a doubleheader beginning at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Memorial Field in Kearney. The Lopers are currently 11-9 in the season. The Bearcats are 3-16. That's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Show as the national tournament gets underway tomorrow for the men, and we've got 7 Big 12 teams that are participating, and I don't think there was any surprise from maybe a couple of weeks ago that this would be the number that would be getting things going and that Kansas would be the number one national seed, Tony.
No, we're pleased to be joined by Blair Kirchhoff right now from the Kansas City Star to get his thoughts on the Big 12 as a whole. Blair, thanks so much for the time today.
Hey, no problem. How you guys doing?
Doing great. We're ready for some basketball now that all the state stuff around here is done. It's time to look at the big boys. And, of course, being a Nebraska basketball fan is pretty tough these days.
Men's basketball. On the women's side, we're looking forward to them winning a couple games and coming down to Kansas City, back to Kansas City. Hope they have better luck this time, assuming they make it, than they did, just a couple of days ago when they lost to Texas A&M. But I'm really impressed with the Nebraska women's team.
Blair, when you look at the seven Big 12 teams that are in, was there a seed out there that you said, boy, they got snubbed, or boy, they're way too high?
No, I didn't get that sense. You know, one of the things that we were wondering about going in was Purdue and, you know, how the Robbie Hummel injury was going to affect Purdue's seeding. I thought going, you know, after, you know, going into the Big Ten tournament, they actually won a couple of games without Hummel, so I thought they'd be okay for a two seed, maybe a three. And then they got trounced by Minnesota, you know, in the Big Ten semifinals, and that knocked them down to a four. So I think that's where they belong. But really, other than that, the ones were the ones that I thought were going to be, and the twos are pretty solid. And even the ones, the last at-large teams, I think the committee actually did a pretty good job identifying the most deserving ones there. And the schools that got left out, there are always going to be some complaints. But I haven't even heard a lot of loud complaints, you know, from the Virginia Techs and the Rhode Islands and the Mississippi States of the world. That may be one. Mississippi State, you know, the way they played Kentucky on Sunday in the SEC final may have had a beef, but for the most part, no. I think it's the complaints that I've heard actually have been more about the imbalance of the brackets and not the brackets themselves.
Yeah, let's talk about that next. Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, what happens on paper, what happens on the court will probably be two different things, but man, is that Midwest bracket with Kansas just absolutely loaded, leaving everybody to kind of scratch their heads at what the committee was doing.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, I think that to put the Big 12 champ in with the Big 10, not only the Big 10 regular season, but Big 10 tournament champion Ohio State, you know, Georgetown playing as well as it was down the stretch, getting to the Big East final, you know, Maryland, the co-champion of the ACC, Michigan State, the co-champ of the Big 10. There's not another bracket that has that kind of lineup. And then coincidentally for Kansas, the last three teams that have beaten the Jayhawks are in this region, you know, Oklahoma State, Tennessee, and Michigan State, which knocked them out of the tournament last year. And I'll tell you, even the 8-9 game, assuming Kansas, you know, doesn't become the first number one seed to lose to a 16, I think Northern Iowa is a terrific team. I mean, I think it is easily the best of the 8-9 teams across the board. I did my own little mock bracket, and then I had them a 6 seed. So I think they're grossly underseeded at 9. So, yeah, I think if Kansas can get through this regional, that the Final Four, you know, might be easier for them. It's going to get through this region, but of course, the way you can never predict. And you know, when Kansas won the national championship 2 years ago, their region looked pretty tough, and they ended up playing a 10 seed for the regional championship in Davidson. So you never know how it's going to fall.
Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Blair, team has really intrigued me all throughout this Big 12 season, been Baylor. They come in with a 3 seed. I don't think there's a longer, a more athletic team in the field maybe than Baylor.
No, and not only are they that, and they are that. I mean, they go, their starting lineup across the back in their zone goes 7 feet, 6'10", 6'11", but their guard play is terrific. I mean, Tweedy Carter, the point guard, is a senior and it operated that team almost flawlessly this year. And then the shooting guard is Lasdarius Dunn, who, you know, every time I see the guy play, he's going, you know, 5 for 8 on 3-pointers and scoring 25, 26 points. And he's terrific. I think Baylor is a real dangerous team. And if they happen to win two games, which their seeding suggests that they'll be favored to do, they get to go to Houston for the regional, which I think is a big advantage for them. So I absolutely have Baylor going a long way in this thing, and I just wouldn't be surprised to see them in the regional final.
Does having a young coach like Scott Drew, does that do anything? Do you knock them for that?
You know, that's a good question. Maybe a little bit. And it's not just having a young coach, but it's a program that almost like Kansas State is not used to this kind of target on their back going into March. The Baylor was in the tournament 2 years ago, I think it's an 11 seed, and promptly got quickly bounced, and so they're not used to. They're coming into this thing with a number 3 attached to them, and something of a favorite, and they're being talked about a lot as a team that might be able to get to the Final Four. I'll be interested to see how Baylor handles the pressure of all this, because they this is all new to them, and there's a lot of one of the themes of this year's field is, there's no Carolina, there's no Arizona, UCLA, Connecticut, teams that we're used to seeing there. Well, they're being replaced by teams like Baylor and Kansas State, teams that aren't used to being there. And I'm going to be really curious to see how these guys handle that kind of pressure.
Blair, what about Texas and Missouri that were definitely heading the wrong way at the end of the season?
Yeah, those are the, you know, if I had to pick two teams from the Big 12 that I think are most vulnerable in the first round, it would be those two. And just because of what you said, the way they played down the stretch. And Missouri had the injury to Justin Safford, and while it's a guy who only averaged 8 points and four rebounds, but he was a big cog in what Missouri tries to do. So they're playing shorthanded, and they lost three of their final four games. And then Texas is just they're the biggest mystery in the country this year. There aren't many teams in the game's history that went from being ranked number one at some point to just being completely out of the polls. Didn't even get a vote in the final Associated Press poll that came out today. So those are, you know, those are just two real mystery teams, both open against ACC squads. You know, Missouri plays Clemson and Texas plays Wake Forest. And if I had to venture a guess, I'd say Texas has a better chance of winning its opening round game just on talent alone against Wake Forest.
Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the NCAA tournament, focusing on Big 12. Blair, if you just saw the record and didn't know how Texas got to 24-9, I would just want to follow up on this because I'm not a big fan of Kentucky. I think they're an early out, but then the brackets come out, and I'm trying to find somebody that can beat them. If Texas puts it together, I mean, if you just saw that they were 24-9 and maybe didn't have the – just got to it by up and down all season, could this team win three games in the tournament or just no chance?
No. You know, it certainly has the talent to do it. We've seen that all year, and I would be fascinated by that second round game because of all the freshman talent that are on, you know, that be on the floor. You're talking about, you know, John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins, you know, for Kentucky, and yet that recruiting class was rated behind the one that's playing for Texas right now with Avery Bradley and Jordan Hamilton and Jacoban Brown. Now, obviously, the pieces are fitting better at Kentucky than they are at Texas, but maybe that would be the kind of thing that, you know, that would be kind of intriguing and would work in Texas' favor. They can really play that that disrespect card in a game like that. I'll tell you what, that would be the game CBS would want to see, no doubt about it. The Kentucky Texas second round game.
Okay, Blair, I want your thoughts on Oklahoma State, who went to Kansas State and beat them, and then Kansas State and Frank Martin, which, if he's not the National Coach of the Year, then Connie Yori isn't either in women's.
There you go. You know who's going to be the National Coach of the Year is going to be, even though there'll be some detractors, but I think it's going to end up being Jim Boeheim, only because he's never won it. And he's been there for an eternity and over 800 wins, and he's in the Hall of Fame, and he's never been National Coach of the Year. You talk about Oklahoma State, but they're, you know, you're right. They won at Manhattan, and they beat KU in Stillwater. So they're the one team in the Big 12 that knocked off the top two teams, you know, in the conference, and actually on a victory over Baylor as well. So they beat the top three teams in the league. When you have James Anderson on your team, you can play with anybody. He is the best perimeter player in the Big 12. Now, I think the problem that I see with Oklahoma State is I don't know how good I feel about their Georgia Tech is an athletic team with Derek Favors and a little bit bigger at guard. I mean, they've got a guy they can put on Anderson that's his body size, and I think that's going to be a tough first round chore. But you know what I like about just the matchups in general is you've got three Big 12s against three ACCs in the first round. You know, the ones we talked about with Texas Wake and Missouri Clemson, this one too, Oklahoma State, Georgia Tech. So, you know, I think the Big 12 unarguably had the best conference in the country this year, and the ACC reputation-wise is always pretty good. I think I'd like to see the Big 12 win two of those three games and crow a little bit.
Just another minute left here with Blair Kirkhoff on the Doug and Daddy Show. As a whole, we've heard, you know, Jay Billis likes Cornell. Some people like Siena. You've given Northern Iowa some props. Is there an underdog out there you like to make the move? Who's your dark
horse?
Well,
the Cornell Temple game is interesting to me. If you just use Kansas as the barometer here, Cornell almost beat him in Allen Fieldhouse. They needed like a Mario or a Mario Chalmers, a Sharon Collins sort of finish, to hold off Cornell. And then Kansas goes to Temple and beats that team by about 30 or something. It was unbelievable what Kansas did to Temple. So I think that's one to look at in terms of an upset. But there's an entire region full of, these sort of these underdog type teams. And if you look at the West with Butler, with UTEP, with that's the one I think Gonzaga is in. And there's all kinds of I look at that region and think I would not be shocked if a Butler came out of there, or even if UTEP beat Butler in the first round. You've got a lot of programs in that conference that aren't part of the mid-major, or that are part of the mid-majors that are, that can play. That if you watch them on Bracket Busters, these guys can play. And when they get to play against a power conference, opponent, they've got an extra incentive. So I think if I had to pick one region where you might not see a one or a two seed come out, it would be that one.
And Blair, have you come to terms on your Final Four yet?
I haven't. I mean, I did actually pick something for the paper this morning, but I'm not. I wrote it in pencil, not ink. So I did have K State coming through in that region along with Kansas and Kentucky, I think I had West Virginia beating Kentucky, and Duke coming out of the South. But that was just hour after the brackets were out. I'll do something. I'll spend a little more time with it over the next couple of days and see what I can come up with.
Well, Blair, we appreciate the time as always here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always so gracious with it. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get just closer and closer to the tournament. Of course, tomorrow at this time when we wrap things up, we join the NCAA tournament here on ESPN Radio. And, Tony, maybe we haven't talked a whole lot about Northern Iowa. Blair really likes them. Could that be a team that throws a wrench into this whole tournament? I heard some people earlier this week kind of compare them to the North Dakota State that Kansas faced last year in the first round.
Well, I just hate to think an 8 or 9 can throw a real wrench. Yeah, they can do it, but they got to face that one seed in the second round. And that's what I don't like about them being them crashing the party. I think, yeah, they're a fine, fine basketball team, but when it comes down to it, can they beat a one seed? Now, probably not. I mean, even if they're a 5 or a 6 down the road, maybe with some confidence in the tournament, yeah, you could conceivably see them beating a 1 seed. But as an 8 or a 9, I don't see that.
What's supposed to happen is that the second round games are where we're supposed to see the upsets because you don't have as much time to prepare as you do leading up to the first game. That has been the mantra in a lot of tournaments, state tournaments, national tournaments, no matter what, that you don't have a lot of turnaround time. And then when you get that break, go to the Sweet 16, you focus on that first opponent, and then the Elite Eight, well, you probably know a lot about them, but you haven't had as much time to focus on them.
28-4, though, obviously, they've beaten some pretty good wins against Boston College, Wichita State, Iowa, Siena, Old Dominion. So if you're a Siena fan, you probably like them. If you're not, probably one of those teams you just don't know much about, and you throw them out early.
Like we talked about earlier in the week, that's that perfect setup where you listen, you think, okay, Siena. Then all of a sudden, Purdue goes out and wins 2 or 3 in a row, and you're just going, man, I had them getting beat in the first round. Those are the ones, when you pick the upset, even if it's just a one-game win, that doesn't carry as far as if the favorite goes out 3 games for you.
But this team, defensive-wise, averages giving up only 55 points. If you're an underdog better, an under better, this is a team for you.
But you know the boys are going to know that.
Yeah, I don't know, absolutely. But if they're going to slow it down and they're going to take a team like Kansas to the wire, it's not going to be 85-81, Doug. It's going to be a 58-55 game, and they're going to give themselves down that wire a chance to win the ballgame.
Well, it should be fun, and the NCAA tournament getting underway. We are live at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft with our St. Patrick's Day program. We've got a whole lot more coming up, so stay with us. We're back after this timeout on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
Storm, a bouncing puck in the slot. Shot, that scores!
The Tri-City Storm has a special girls' night out announcement.
Living in a material world.
March 19th and 20th. Come to the Storm Games and watch Las Vegas entertainer Cody Alexander perform as Madonna, with special appearances as Gwen Stefani and Lady Gaga. It's three Las Vegas acts in one weekend, live at the Storm Games March 19th and 20th. Get your tickets at stormhockey.com, presented by Fiero.
Can you think of a better place to be than Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska on a college football Saturday?
Three Husker teams will play three Husker sports on April 17th. So join us on the road to Lincoln.
Holy moly!
The day starts with the red and white spring game. Then Husker baseball versus Kansas, followed by volleyball against Illinois.
Holy cow!
We'll take a luxury motor coach round trip with continental breakfast on the way and a tailgate lunch before football. All tickets are included in the $89 price.
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
To reserve your seat, call First Holiday Tour and Travel at 308-384-1800 or 800-652-1950. Log on to kkpr.com. Brought to you by Classic Hits, 98.9 FM.
Some people wonder why we take the time to broadcast two entire days of state basketball championships.
5 seconds to go. The Lions, the Blue Hawks are going to win their third in a row.
2 seconds. 1 second is over. Sandy Creek defeats.
Toronto Blue Jays have repeated as the 2010 State High School C2 Boys Champions.
Oh, yeah.
Tie ball game is going to end that way. We're going to overtime.
That's why. Where champions are crowned. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550.
Mostly lingering clouds this afternoon, along with some clearing developing as we head further through the day. Temperatures will climb into the mid-50s with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect clear skies at a low near 32. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
And the good times continue here at Patio Bally's. Oh, I'll tell you what, we're having fun all over the place. Just had some folks come down the street here, Doug and Daddy and Cunningham's Turtle in the loft, having a great time with all the, I mean, we just had a sandwich during the break. Daddy, how good was the sandwich?
Well, it was the best one I've had all day. The brisket was excellent.
Was it? Was it outstanding?
It was excellent. They're outstanding. They got the
Irish music going on.
Irish music's going on. Irish whiskey's flowing. Yukon Jack, Crown Royal. All the Irish brands you've come to know and love.
How much of that have you had today?
None. I'm off of that. I can't do it anymore.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The crowd continues to roll in for lunch here today. Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Blair Kirchhoff for spending some time with us in the last segment. And coming up, we've also got a special guest from Basketball Times that is going to come up and join us in the last half hour of the program today. Talk a little more on the basketball side of things. But Daddy, Blair, take that look at that Big 12, and as we talked about there's some teams that may not make it out of the first round, and then there's some teams that could go deep. I mean, your Kansas State, your Baylor. Nobody would be completely shocked if all four were playing in the Elite Eight.
No, I think the one thing I got out of Blair was, you're looking at Missouri, you're looking at Oklahoma State, and you're looking at, teams like that. But a lot of people think, well, the bottom side of that. Well, the conference, I think, is pretty good this year. He thinks two out of three of those are wins. Maybe I read too much into that. But a lot of mine, I got a Big 12 player at least advancing that one round.
Well, let's do the Midwest bracket right now. And don't forget Cunningham's Journal from the Loft. They have been open since 7 o'clock this morning. And, of course, they're going to be open all day for you today and throughout the weekend for the NCAA tournament. They open at 11 a.m. tomorrow. But let's forget about tomorrow. Let's concentrate on today, where they've got green beer specials all day long, great drink specials. Of course, the food, they're going to be serving all afternoon until about 7 or 8 o'clock this evening. Come on in and enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Well, Daddy, obviously we're going to take Kansas to beat Lehigh, and then I'm taking Northern Iowa to beat UNLV.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. As we got a mutual buddy of ours, Russ, the big Iowa State. Well, anything to do with Iowa, he thinks that this Northern Iowa team, they got a legit 7-footer. He thinks they can shoot it. They think they can defend it. He thinks this is a team that could cause Kansas some real problems in the second round. Let's see if they can get by the first round. That's pretty much a pick'em game with UNLV.
Michigan State and New Mexico State. I'm going to take Michigan State, and I'm also going to take Maryland. Two advance on. Some people are starting to get on this Houston bandwagon. Houston's not good. I think this is going to be one of the most, I mean, there's 32 games in the first round. Games I don't want to watch. This would be like the Car Care Bowl. This would be like the 31st game I'd want to watch. Maryland and Houston. Man.
Houston's got 15 losses. No, they're not going anywhere.
You got Michigan State, too?
I've got Michigan State. I've got Maryland. Two teams that have been there, proven tournament experience, both advanced that first round.
What about in the bottom half of the Midwest bracket?
The bottom half of the bracket, I'm sick of hearing about San Diego State. I think Tennessee, I mentioned earlier, they beat two of the one seeds in this deal, and now they've lost with Georgetown. I'm going to take both of those guys to advance. And then you had the original team Tennessee had was a non-suspending players and whatnot. I would probably take them over Georgetown, but I'm going to move Georgetown out in that matchup. And then the bottom of that, Oklahoma State, this is a Big 12 player, Burblair Kirchhoff just told us, and Ohio State. I've got them advancing as well.
Well, I'm taking Tennessee and I'm taking Georgetown, although I'm believing a little bit in the San Diego State deal. I'm taking Georgia Tech. They say Georgia Tech turns it over too much. Well, if they don't turn it over, they're also creating turnovers. I just think Georgia Tech beats Oklahoma State, who is way too up and down, and they'll take on Ohio State in the next round. So we're pretty in agreement there. You've got one thing that you're pulling on as an upset. I'm going to take Kansas to beat Northern Iowa, and I'm going to take, you know, here's the tough one. If Michigan State and Maryland play, the intriguing matchup is Michigan State against Kansas, because Michigan State always beats Kansas in the NCAA tournament. Maryland coming out of the ACC, you know what? It's Tom Izzo. Can Tom Izzo overcome all the negativity that people are talking about his team here in the Big Ten tournament? I don't know. I haven't filled this square in yet, and I don't think it matters because I'm going to take Kansas to advance on. So I'm going to take Michigan State. Kansas and Michigan State.
Okay, now this might be a little bit above most of our listeners out there, but I get a little scientific when it comes to times like these. Trying times like these, where do I go? I go to the Sagarin rating, where I find that Maryland happens to be number 15 in all the land at 87.5. That is their rating. Where is Michigan State? 25. All right, I'll take the higher one. Give me Maryland.
All right, Tennessee and Georgetown. I'm going to take Georgetown in this matchup, although I will throw this out. I don't know why. Maybe it's Peter Yazbek. Maybe it's Noah Keller. But if there's some insane upset, Ohio over Georgetown, because Georgetown was playing not well at all until they got into the Big East tournament and then made the run all the way to the finals. So is that the team we're going to see? Or are we going to see the team that played in the month of February? So just throwing it out. But I'm still going to take Georgetown to make the Sweet 16 and take on Ohio State.
I as well. Kansas, Maryland, Georgetown, Ohio State for me.
And here I'm going to have to stay with the chalk. I'm going to go with Kansas and Ohio State advancing, and Kansas to go to the Final Four out of the Midwest region.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm doing, Doug. And Ohio State, who I did not see play, you may watch 4 or 5 minutes of them throughout the year, on a night. Did not watch any of a basketball game until that conference final versus Minnesota, which basically tied at half. And then they went on a 49-4 run or something to finish that game off. An unbelievable second half when they just pulled away and blew the doors off the Gophers. That looked like a team that could really do some damage and maybe come in underrated. But I think Kansas, I think they're too good. I will take Ohio State.
Well, it's going to come down to the West bracket for me and Danny, because unbelievably, for the first time that we've ever done this show, so far we have to three teams in the Final Four, Kansas, West Virginia, and Duke, although you made a late change on the Duke. I don't know if we told you that. First, you picked Villanova. Then we come back from the break. You're doing more studying. They slipped you 25 bucks. You said, okay, I'll take Duke. So I didn't know we had Villanova fans.
Well, plus, everybody on TV, you're a digger. Villanova's too good for Duke. Boom, he moves them out. Jay Billis, boom, he moves Villanova out. Too many people are saying that Duke advances.
One of the items that we threw out at the top of the show, now that Tiger Woods is coming back and will play his first tournament in the Masters, who would be the dream pairing? You love to see Tiger Woods. Not what the best, but you. If Tiger Woods, and you got to follow around Tiger Woods and two other golfers in the first two rounds of the Masters, who would you like it to be? Aspen Holdridge kind of repeats what I said a little bit here. He goes, how about this foursome? That's for part of it, so we can lip off and Tiger can whip the silly pants right off of him. 15 just so we can tell Tiger. The last thing you need now, mate, is another controversy. Better start packing the Robert Donger, which is a big general thing. John Daly, because let's be honest, whatever Tiger Woods has done, still a drop in the bucket compared to good old JD. And then throw in the lovable, outspoken redneck Boo Weekly just for fun. So Adam and Holters, thanks so much for that. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to give you our champion of the West bracket and our final four. Here from Cunningham, Journal of the Loft, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop and Kearney. Online at KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Schroeder Smoked Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island across from Radio Shack. You can get the same great-tasting food like pulled pork, baby back ribs, pork loin, smoked beef and chicken, and homemade pies. With six flavors of brats and the best sauce on the planet, Grandma Foster's barbecue sauce, Schroeder Smoked Foods has made it easier for Central Nebraska to get a hold of the same awesome, mouth-watering food for Husker tailgates or just for a meal at home. Stop by Schroeder Smoked Foods in the Conestoga Mall for your great-tasting food today. Indian Head Golf Club now has lunch and happy hour specials. Wednesday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they'll serve soup and sandwiches. Monday through Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., they'll serve a different special each day, like meatball sandwich, chili and cornbread, sloppy joes, wings, barbecue pork, and tacos. And don't forget the daily beer specials during the same time, ranging between $1 and $2. Only at Indian Head Golf, where the fun begins.
Indian Head Golf.
It's Cash for Cordless at Builders in Kearney. Hi, this is Scott, and this isn't a government handout. This is a trade-in program for awesome DeWalt power tools at Builders. Now, listen very carefully. For a limited time, you can trade in your old cordless tool and get $100 off a new DeWalt cordless kit. The trade-in must be pro quality and a competitor of DeWalt, and you must bring in the tool, one battery, and the charger to earn your $100 credit. Visit the store to see if your tool qualifies. If so, you get an instant $100 off any DeWalt cordless kit. For instance, an 18-volt hammer drill and impact driver 2-pack is on sale for $299. That's just $199 after trade-in. Or an 18-volt compact drill was $219 and it's on sale for $159. That's $59 after trade-in. DeWalt cordless just does not get any cheaper than that. Limited quantities are available, so act now for the awesome Cash for Cordless program at Builders in Kearney, where we do DeWalt best.
Does it best.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
Having trouble filling out those brackets? Here's some help from ESPN's Jay Billis.
Not that big of a deal. I mean, we're not talking about the nuclear launch codes here. He could, you know, would normally be five spots down from where they are because of the weakness of those five programs. Schedule games against really good teams and win them. Lost a whole bunch of games to teams that they should have beaten.
There, that ought to clarify. Now log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
We've got lots of local prizes and the 10 grand for the top bracket in the nation isn't bad either. ESPNSuperstation.com.
Mostly lingering clouds this afternoon, along with some clearing developing as we head further through the day. Temperatures will climb into the mid-50s with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect clear skies at a low near 32. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's Journal of the Loft on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful St. Patrick's Day. We're here until 1 with the Doug and Daddy Show, a little longer than that to see everybody and talk to some folks that we haven't even got a chance to talk to yet. but we would love to hear from you. Don't forget, Daddy and I are going to be at Silver Lake High School Friday night as the Husker football seniors will be in town to take on some of the alumni in a benefit basketball game. You know how this works. The Husker seniors always tour the state. Hometown Derek Meyer, Colton Kaler will both be there. Menelik Holt, Wes Kamet, Chris Brooks, and Christensen, just among the many seniors that will be on hand. And there's an autograph session deal after the game. The proceeds go to the Silver Lake Athletic Department. So come see hometown hero Derek Meyer and his Husker teammates at Silver Lake High School. Daddy and I will be there doing the announcing from Silver Lake High School on Friday night at 7 o'clock. For more information, you can contact many of the businesses in and around Silver Lake High School, Campbell, Bladen, Holstein, Roseland, the Hastings State Bank, South Central State Bank, Halls Oil, Tim's Service, or stop by Silver Lake High School. So they're also going to have autographed footballs by Bo Pelini and Tom Osborne, autographed jerseys from Zach Lee and Roy Halu, and Husker Hoop t-shirts are available as well. On Friday night, we'll have all that for you from Silver Lake High School. Congratulations to a trio of athletes from Hastings College that have been named NAIA All-American. For the third time in her career at Hastings College, Lindsay Ducey is a first-team All-American, while Kim Fabin has been named an honorable mention All-American. And I got Mike Will on this. I don't know when the last time was that Hastings men had an NAIA All-American. Jeremiah Slough's second-team selection. And Daddy, another finish last night in the NAIA Men's Championship game that came down to the wire and made the top 10 on SportsCenter. St. Francis of Indiana defeats Walsh of Ohio by 1 point.
Yeah, another exciting finish. After you saw the semifinal the night before with Bellevue University at Omaha getting right there at the end, too.
Also in the women's, another champion from the GPAC Conference. Unfortunately, it wasn't Hastings. It was Northwestern of Iowa, and they blew out Shawnee State last night, just killed them by nearly 20 points.
Another reason for Hastings is, you know, vomit in their mouths. It's just a sick feeling, I'm sure. When you see a team, you feel you were better than taking home the hardware.
The NIT last night, North Carolina needs an 11-0 run to end the game to beat William & Mary. Jacksonville State, an incredible run in the last 2 minutes to beat Arizona State, banking in a three with 2 seconds left to win that ball game. And, Tony, there were also some weird stories. Creighton won last night. Some weird stories from other games in the CBI and the college bracket. There's so many of them now. But some weird games going on out last night. One game, Western Carolina had come all the way back, trailing by a dozen points with 5 minutes to go. Western Carolina chipped away at Marshall's advantage, knotted the game at 88 on a three-pointer. It was the fifth three-pointer during that span, so they come all the way back. However, as they were scrambling for a loose ball on what would have been the last shot, time ran out, and they called a timeout. They didn't have any timeouts. Technical foul, two free throws, wins the game for Marshall, and Western Carolina, the comeback is all for naught.
Ah, what a way to end your season. And I think, what was it, 20?
Thanks for inviting me to the crap tournament and then making me feel like crap some more.
A team came back from, what, 27 down, largest comeback in March ever?
Yeah, Fairfield, I think it was, came back last night.
One of those weird deals.
Yeah, here it is. Let's see. George Mason led Fairfield 63-36 in the second half, and then they came back to win in overtime, 101-96, the 27-point comeback, the biggest in Division I postseason history and the third biggest comeback in the history of Division I men's basketball.
Yeah, something that you don't see very often. A lot of excitement still going on leading us up to the start of games tomorrow. And I got a chance to see the second half of North Carolina and William & Mary. And the coach for William & Mary went to North Carolina, like lettered in 77, 78. I'd never heard of the guy. But a pretty good basketball team, a lot of shooters. They're firing threes all over the place. And
what about North Carolina going into their old gym, bringing out the old uniforms just to maybe try and get the North Carolina fans excited about coming to watch that game?
You know what, if you saw SportsCenter this morning, you got to see the highlights. And then Linda Cohn said, listen to the crowd, and they were doing the Tar Heels, and it was just erupting. The place was going crazy. So they wanted to spark. Maybe they got one last night to put them over the hump.
And now Mississippi State, that's a real basketball game, North Carolina at Mississippi State in the next round. Well, before we go to our final break, here, we're at Cunningham's Journal of Law for St. Patrick's Day. Come down, enjoy all kinds of fun times, and we need to pick our West bracket, so let's do it. And then Jim Akers from Basketball Times will join us here in our next-to-last segment. All right, I got Syracuse taking on Gonzaga.
Yeah, Syracuse, and I've actually got Florida State advancing out of that 8-9 matchup. I don't know. Nobody's giving Gonzaga any love. Maybe they're off a little bit this year from what they have been.
I'm going to take Butler and Vandy, although I think UTEP's got a heck of a chance in this game.
You know, I said Murray State earlier. You know what? Give me Murray State and give me UTEP. I'm going to take that.
There's your 12-13.
There's my 12-13. I think that somewhere one's got to come, and I just look at this. I look at the UTEP Butler points spread. I don't think it's just 3 or 4. Yeah, 2.5 points. There's another one of those. Two and a half points.
I think Minnesota can hang with Xavier, but I'm going to go Xavier and Pitt.
You know what? I'm going to take Minnesota because they're actually favored over Xavier by 1.5.
Really?
They're favored.
And then I'm going to take BYU and K-State. We talked earlier about games you'd like to watch. I think the BYU-Florida game can be a very intriguing game to watch. I'd like to take a look at that, and that will be one of the games I watch.
I'm with you, the BYU and Kansas State. BYU and New Mexico both come from, you don't see them much. They're kind of down in their own part of the world. You don't follow them, but maybe the committee obviously likes the both of them, and we'll see how they pan out here. I don't think they go further than that, but I think Kansas State knocks BYU out in that next round.
Okay, who you got advancing on?
Well, I'm going to take Syracuse, especially if they get Big Boy back, which is totally expected to beat Florida State. And then give me Murray State to advance over UTEP. And I'll take Pittsburgh and Kansas State to advance then.
I'm going to take Syracuse to beat Gonzaga. I'm going to take Vanderbilt to beat Butler. I'm going to take Pitt to beat Xavier there in the West. And, boy, this BYU-Kansas State deal, really, really, Kansas State, I think this could be their toughest game in the region. Even if they get to Syracuse, I think you're looking at the highest scoring team in the country. K-State has shown, though, that they can score. So I'm going to take Kansas State to advance on. But, again, I'm interested to watch BYU play. Who you got going on to the Elite Eight in the Final Four?
Well, I got that Big East contingent there, Syracuse and Pittsburgh advancing.
Okay, well, I'm going to take K-State to beat Pitt. I'm going to take Syracuse to beat Vandy. And I'm going to take K-State to advance on to the Final Four.
But Pittsburgh was a team just this year that was not expected to do hardly anything. They went to the Elite Eight a year ago. They kind of held this team together, and they preached defense, Ben Howland, and I think maybe got these guys to back where they're playing for one another. They beat Syracuse already this year. I think Pittsburgh beats Syracuse and advances.
All right.
I just can't take Syracuse because I don't want to my one El Conquistador friend of ours is a big Syracuse fan, and I don't want to, I know he's taking them all the way out, but I don't want to do that.
All right, well, I've got Kansas, Kansas State, West Virginia, and Duke. You've got Kansas, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Duke. Coming up right before we sign off today at 1 o'clock here from Cunningham's Journal of the Loft, we will give you our national champion, so stay with us for that. Greg in Roseland says, here's who I'd like to see partner with Tiger Woods at the Masters, Ty Webb, Danny Noonan, and Al Cervic. If they can't go, Dr. Beeper and Judge Smales. Hey, everybody, we're all going to get. So thanks, Greg. We sure appreciate you firing that off to us here at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, where it's a great day. And we remind folks that they have got great specials all day long. Come in and enjoy lunch with their bull chicken, the brisket, the hamburgers, a lot more there as well at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. We'll take a break and be back with Jim Akers of Basketball Times next.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. A Nebraska baseball team beat South Dakota State 11-6 yesterday at Hawksfield in Lincoln. DJ Belfonte belted two of the Huskers' three home runs in the ballgame. Sean Yost was the winning pitcher. He went 4 1/3 innings and gave up 5 hits and 2 runs. Nebraska now has won 5 games in a row to improve to 8-7 on the season. The Huskers will open Big 12 play with a 3-game series at second-ranked Texas this weekend. Friday's game gets underway at 6:05. Pre-game show begins at 5:30 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Nebraska softball team will play host to South Dakota in a doubleheader today. The Huskers are currently 13-13. Game times will be at 3 and at 5 this afternoon in Lincoln. Creighton beat South Dakota 89-78 in the collegeinsider.com postseason tournament last night at Omaha. The Blue Jays hit 12 of 23 shots from three-point range. Cavell Winter led the Jays with 15 points. Creighton is now 17-15. Northwestern won the NAIA Women's Division II National Championship with an 85-66 win over Shawnee State of Ohio last night at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Becker Hurley led the Red Raiders with 23 points. It's the third national championship for Northwestern. They also won the title in 2001 and in 2008. It's the ninth time in the last 10 years that a team from the Great Plains Athletic Conference has won the national championship. St. Francis of Indiana won the men's national championship with a 67-66 victory over top-ranked Walsh University of Ohio. It's the first national championship for the Cougars. Lindsey Ducey of Hastings College has been named an NAIA First Team All-American. Ducey averaged 19 points and 9 rebounds for the Broncos this year. Kim Fayman of Hastings was honorable mention. Liz Greider of Briarcliff was named the Player of the Year, and Earl Wadster of Northwestern was named the Coach of the Year. Jeremiah Slough of Hastings College was named a second-team All-American. Slough averaged 17 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals per game for the Broncos this year. Steve Briggs of Oklahoma Wesleyan was named the Player of the Year. The Nebraska Kearney baseball team swept a doubleheader from Northwest Missouri State yesterday at Memorial Field in Kearney. The Lopers won the games by the scores of 5-3 and 6-5. UNK is now 13-9 in the season. They will play at Colorado Christian this weekend. And President Barack Obama is getting caught up in March Madness. The president filled out his brackets yesterday for the men's and women's NCAA basketball tournaments. Obama has Kansas, Kansas State, Kentucky, and Villanova in the men's Final Four. On the women's side, Obama has Connecticut, Notre Dame, Stanford, and Tennessee advancing to the Final Four. The Irish will play in the same region as Nebraska. The Huskers will open tourney play on Sunday against Northern Iowa. Tip-off for the game will be at 6:05, pregame show at 5:45 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
64 teams begin the NCAA men's basketball tournament on Thursday, but only one can win the NCAA Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Be sure to sign up today at ESPN.com. Here's how you do it. Go to the Tournament Challenge, ESPN.com, and join the Doug and Daddy group. The password, Doug and Daddy. All together, spell out and. Doug and Daddy. Put it all together, join the group, and you're eligible for some great prizes. For more information, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Over the years, rule changes like the shot clock and three-point shot have had a big impact on basketball, but they were nothing compared to the elimination of the center jump, which was announced this day in sports March 17, 1937. Under the old rules, every time a team scored, there was a jump ball at center court, which some coaches felt gave an unfair advantage to taller teams. Eliminating the jump hardly eliminated the height advantage. What it did do is speed up the game dramatically, without which its doubtful basketball could have achieved its worldwide popularity. The center jump is history. This day in sports.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day as I went down the old way to sea.
Continuing on the Doug and Daddy Show with more NCAA tournament talk. Up next to join us and look a little bit over the field of 64 is John Akers of the Basketball Times. And John making his debut with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, good morning. How's things going?
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're keeping busy around the clock. Basketball now, basketball in the future. I mean, for a lot of teams, they're already looking ahead to next season. What about that? Because you're telling us how you're getting your magazine ready to go and getting ready for the next time around.
What, you want me to project 2011?
are we going to see some of these teams that missed the field this year right the ship, like a Connecticut, like a North Carolina, like a UCLA?
Oh, yeah, North Carolina and Connecticut for sure will. Arizona's still building, but I think for certain those teams, North Carolina will be back, and I think UConn will be back. Who else do we leave out? Who else missed?
UCLA's gone.
UCLA might, it might be a slower trip back for them, just because I think they really, they got, there's kind of a talent gap there for a little bit. But they get a big recruit there, Josh Smith, who's a big man out of Washington. He'll make them better. So they have a chance next year to be better as well. But yeah, you know, that's there. These teams are really missing from this field this year. I mean, it really, their absence is noted.
John, I guess when I look at things in this year's field, I look at only about 3, 4, maybe 5 teams that can win this thing. Am I way off on that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think ultimately you're probably right on that. There's also a feeling out there that this might be one of the more wide open fields we've had in a long time, just because, I don't know, there are just a lot of teams are kind of the same this year. I think probably you're right. Ultimately, we're talking about Kansas, Kentucky, Syracuse, maybe Duke, maybe West Virginia, maybe Ohio State, probably doesn't go much further than that.
John, is there a team out there that isn't in those 6 that you mentioned that maybe we should keep an eye out for?
Well, the one in, you know, none of us know, you know, we're all guessing, let's be honest, but the one team I've got advancing a little further is Wisconsin, maybe getting past a Kentucky, just because I think they're the kind of team that might give Kentucky troubles, just because they're a very disciplined group, maybe play a little bit different style than what they've seen over the years. They typically play teams close, and Kentucky's been in and won a lot of close games, but I think Wisconsin, and the other thing I like about Wisconsin is they've beaten a lot of good teams. They've beaten Duke, they've beaten the other Big 3 in the Big 10, so they have a history, even though I think most people perceive them as a pretty average, pretty mediocre team. They're better than that. They're capable of beating anybody.
John Akers from the Basketball Times joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, everybody pretty much freely admits that Kansas, although the number one overall seed, may have the toughest bracket. Does Duke have the easiest bracket?
I think so. Yeah, I really do. Normally, I think I went into this, you know, when you go to fill out your bracket, I did not imagine myself putting Duke all the way through, and yet I did. And that kind of tells you something right there, that there's probably that they have a fairly easy road through. And you know, Villanova could get them. But beyond that, Purdue is hurting. We know that. It's hard to imagine a Baylor getting through in really what is its first, high seed in many, many years. It's just hard to imagine any of the other teams, really giving them a go.
Chat with John Akers in Basketball Times, headquartered in North Carolina, right in the heart of ACC country. So, John, without a North Carolina or a North Carolina State, there's still plenty of basketball teams from the ACC that's made it. You touched on Duke a little bit. What about your Georgia Techs, your Wake Forest, and the rest of the ACC? Your thoughts on maybe who else could win a couple of games?
Well, probably a couple of games is about it. I really thought that the ACC was down. The ACC in the past 4 or 5 years has really not performed all that well in the NCAA tournament. And I don't know that beyond Duke, maybe Maryland would be a team that I would see winning a couple games. I don't know that there's anybody else beyond that. I think it could be a league that has a lot of one-and-dones. I'm kind of glancing through here to see, you know, Florida State could be a team. Maybe that'd be a slight upset over Gonzaga. I see most of the others probably not having a very long life in this year's tournament.
John, this is something that Doug brought up on our show on Monday, and maybe you know the answer to this, maybe you don't. If Kansas is the number one overall seed, why wouldn't the 64 and 65 teams play? Why wouldn't they play Kansas instead of Duke?
There is an answer to that. I'm kind of trying to come up with it. I know this one. For one thing, I think I'm not sure. Is Kansas, do they open on a Friday or a Thursday?
They're going to open on Thursday, yeah. There's one reason.
That's one reason right there. Because these teams, the 64-65 teams, play on a Tuesday, they try to give them a break, I believe, and maybe I'll be proved wrong because I really haven't looked through. That would mean that Duke would be starting on a Friday, if I'm right. But I think they try to give them a break because the winner of that game will then have to move on to a new site. And, you know, so they try to give them an extra day to travel and then prepare for their next game.
That definitely makes sense. We do know, yeah, that they always get that Friday game. John Akers.
I think that's just one of the reasons. I think there's another one or two in there, but that's the one that jumps out at me.
John Akers of Basketball Times joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue our preview of the NCAA tournament. John, I know not everybody has somebody right off the top of their head that's going to win the tournament. Who do you like?
Well, you know, I like Kansas. I really think Kansas is kind of almost getting the short shrift in perception because I think Kansas is every bit as strong as North Carolina was last year. People say that there isn't a dominant team. Yet if you went back and compared Kansas' resume going through this year versus North Carolina's last year, the losses, you know, the little blips along the way, it's very similar. And yet, having said that, I picked Syracuse. So, you know, what do I know? But I think Kansas could, you know, I think they're a very good team. I think they're an outstanding team. Like I say, I think they're very similar to North Carolina last year.
John, I want to ask you about a Syracuse team with the big man injured. How much does that affect them, or will they even need him the first round?
I don't think they'll need him in the first round or two. Beyond that, yes, they got to get him back because that's an area where they don't have a lot of depth and they don't they have some need there. But Syracuse is an interesting team too because they typically have not played a lot of players all year and normally the NCAA tournament the benches get shorter. Theirs is already short to begin with, and that's not a bad thing, I think, in their case. It means your talent's going to be on the floor all the time, and who knows, they may even get down to a five- or six-man team through most of the tournament. But they do need the big man back.
John Akers from the Basketball Times, check him out. And, John, we sure appreciate you giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the tournament.
I will. Thanks for having me.
And we're back here at Cunningham's Journal Loft. Doug and Daddy Show, final few minutes. Thanks to Jim at Basketball Times. And tell you what, a lot of things going on down here, Tony. And, you know, after a day like you're going to take in today, you're going to need to recoup tomorrow.
Well, that's why Charger comes in. And our friends up there at Complete Nutrition, they want to remind you that Charger is in. You can't do it alone. You're getting over 30. You can't do it alone with sit-ups like I try and do constantly. Remember, look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutritional has it all for you. Want weight loss, increased energy, burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition gets you fast results. You know, pack on hard muscle, increase strength and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers once again. Going to be the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products. Complete Nutrition has the best product for you at the best prices. Complete Nutrition is located north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue. For information on the go to CompleteNutrition.com or call 338-1FIT. 338-1FIT. Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition. Charger has got it all. That's what you want to get. You feel like you're physically over the hill. Hit the gym, you're just getting fatigued quickly and you're still gaining weight every year. Age has got you up. Not anymore. Charger's there for you. Complete Nutrition.
KXPN, Kearney, KICS, Hastings, thanks for being with us on the Doug and Danny Show today. A shout-out to all those that have been here, and a special shout-out, Danny, to the hardworking guys down at the Dyna-Grill Warehouse. Lauren and the gang, they're down here. They reportedly were bringing lunch back to the Dyna-Grill boys. I don't think that's going to happen.
Not happening.
We want to thank Kim from Litchfield. Come all the way to take this tattoo on me on my forehead. To get it off.
You're a sexy little devil. You're a sexy little devil.
And the one thing I've noticed here is that as the show has went along, some of the same people still here.
That's a good.
The hobbits are still here. There's hobbits all over the place.
I think we call them leprechauns.
We got T-shirts.
Yeah, we're going to have
a T-shirt. You take tattoos off of people, you get T-shirts, Kim. That's just the way it works.
All right, the last thing we got to talk about, Tony, is who are we going to pick to win the Final Four? Who's going to win this NBA or NCAA championship as soon as I find my bracket again? All right, we both have West Virginia taking on Duke on the one side of the bracket. I'm taking Duke. I got West Virginia in another bracket I filmed. This one I'm taking Duke.
You know what? I've got Duke advancing to face the number one seed in the whole tournament.
Kansas State's not going to beat Kansas. I'm not even sure Kansas State's going to get out of the second round, and I got them in the Final Four. So what do I know? I got Kansas. So we both got Kansas and Duke at the final. I'm taking Kansas. I don't care if that's the chalk. When you pick the winner, you pick the winner. I've been pretty good about picking the winner here lately. Maybe not about how they get there, but I've got Kansas to beat Duke.
Yeah, just for something different, I will take Duke. Yes, they're very white, but they're very athletic, too. I think they find a way to get that. Plus, I think they come from the easiest bracket. How long have we harped on that all week long?
Bob Harris, the voice of the Duke Blue Devils, is going to join us on Friday's show. Tomorrow, Monty Rasmussen from Woofers and Hoopers. Jim Mayo to talk a little fantasy baseball. Matt Coatney, the voice of the Husker women's basketball team, as they get ready to head to the NCAA tournament. Augie Garrido is going to join us on the program Friday as well, the head baseball coach at Texas, as they get ready to take on Nebraska in the Big 12 opener. We've got a lot more special guests coming up Friday as well. It's been busy, and it's been busy today. I can't believe 2 hours has flown by already. Continue to email us, folks. Who would be the best threesome in the Masters for Tiger to play with? Tiger and which two golfers would you love to see him play with in the Masters? Email us, Doug and Danny, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You said Tiger, threesome, and Wood, all in the same sentence. That's W-O-U-L-D, people.
And don't forget to get signed up. When you sign up for the Doug and Danny Tournament Challenge, make sure you go to the Doug and Danny group. The password is Doug and Daddy, all one word. Doug and Daddy, all one word. We want to thank Bob Crocker, the defensive coordinator at UNK, for joining us today. We want to thank Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star for joining us today. And we also want to say thanks to Jim Akers from Basketball Time. Derek, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, you German weirdo.
Hey, happy St. Patty's Day to you guys too. I'm ready. I'm going to go hit the town here in a couple minutes.
Sounds good, Daddy. Any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Well, all of a sudden, you know, you think the hobbits are going to back to their bridges and whatnot. No, the gray-headed hobbit and the bald-headed hobbit just walked in.
Blue and one. They're both hizzy. Folks, wherever you're at, make sure you keep it safe, but have a whale of a good time today. And make sure one of your stops is Cunningham, Shirtle, the Loft. Mike, Yusuf, want to thank them and the entire gang here for their hospitality. It's been a great time. And we look forward to hanging out here once we get off the air. So that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Get your brackets. Best of luck. We're back with you tomorrow at 11 here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.